Fife fans, and welcome back to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club, where a few friends get together and talk about anything and everything that takes their interest, putting their world to rights. What's the first rule of Fife Club?
Buy more toilet roll.
Yeah, that'll do. Cool. Why not? Yeah.
Dem the rules.
Yeah, dem the rules. Panic buy, fuckers. Hi.
Talk about Fife Club.
Yeah, sorry, talk about Fife Club. Yeah, totally. We're back. We've taken like 2 weeks off, I think. Again, when we said we were going to be here forever, and
we decided to self-isolate.
Yeah, totally. That's what happened.
It's interesting that the listeners haven't realised that basically this is all an elaborate mocking of them. Basically, we are just ripping the absolute piss out of you. Show any kind of encouragement to us and we're just going to abuse you further. Like, that's it, really.
Keep abusing you, indeed. We're back, and there's three of us this week because we are trying to practice a little bit of social isosceles triangles.
Yeah.
Social isolation.
Equilaterally.
Right angly. So we've got Dave, who's sitting within about 50 centimetres of me.
Hello.
Hello. And we've got Mark, who's at his house because he's a wee bit vommy.
Yeah. I've had a little bit of vomit. I don't think I've got coronavirus, listeners. So unless, of course, we need to set up a charitable fund for me. In which case, if you could just send me toilet roll, baked beans, anything like that, that'd be great.
Pasta.
Or cash.
Is cash going to be like any use to us in the future of buttered toilet roll and pasta?
I was going to say, you just need to make it rain four ply. The money's in quilting here.
The thing is, quilting's all that's left because nobody will buy the deer stuff.
Butt coin.
Butt coin. I always treat myself to the good stuff. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, we only managed the three of us. Everybody else was too scared to come out their houses, apparently. And I think James was panic buying in Asda. He just hasn't left. He's just running around.
Yeah, that's it. He's living in the parent and child section at the moment.
Yeah.
We found him a nice high chair. So any slots.
Well, let's be honest, like, it doesn't affect children. So James will be
perfectly fine, yeah.
Although the truth might finally come out, he's actually a 600-year-old fucking lord of the manor.
Yeah, exactly.
In the end, there can only be James. Oh, Christ.
The true sign of the apocalypse, that's it.
And well,
cutting about like a champ in a post-apocalyptic wasteland. It will still be cheerful, though. That's what's really annoying.
Everybody's dead.
Listen to Fife Club.
Yeah, the world's dead, but I'm not going to let it get me down, guys.
I've got the festival to look forward to.
Yeah,
maybe.
Oh, sorry, James, you're not here. It's easy. Yeah. And then also there's Jamie, who's not here because, you know, he's got a girlfriend. I'm pretty sure that's the reason. Yeah.
He doesn't need to just hang out with us anymore.
No, that's it. He's got somebody somebody else that will put up with his bullshit.
We're not his real friends anyway.
Yeah.
He'll start phasing us out. That's the thing. Oh, whoever's least useful to him will get phased out.
That'll be me then.
Yeah.
It's such a Jamie thing. Anyway.
So everybody in the world's doing a podcast on like coronavirus or COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
You know?
Oh,
it's the particular strain of coronavirus that we're currently dealing with.
Yeah.
A what? I might just play this role throughout the entire podcast.
The man who doesn't know what's going on.
The man who looks at updates to his phone every 20 minutes. Like,
you know, there's going to be somebody that when someone goes, yeah, sorry, I've got coronavirus, I've got COVID-19, and someone else will be like, yeah, but I've got COVID-20. Because that's the sort of competitive wankers that we have in the world.
Some hipster disease-ridden fucks.
Yeah, but still competitive about it.
COVID-20, yeah, that's about right. Aye, it's a bit shit, isn't it?
Aye.
Yeah.
It's quite serious. We haven't faced anything like this since like the Spanish flu and like what influenza. Was it 1910 to 25 or some ballpark bit around that time. Yeah. I'm not good with history, guys. Not gonna lie. So the problem is that like obviously our lifestyles are very like we're very globalized. Lots of we're used to traveling around a lot and being very sociable and things like that. And like this sort of doesn't really work for our modern life, does it?
No, not at all.
Airborne infections.
I think that's the thing that's a bit scary about it all is that it's the way in that our lives could potentially change quite dramatically and uncomfortably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, actually, I felt okay about the whole thing until we started talking about it. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, shit, yeah, it could be awful. Yeah. This could be terrible. Yeah.
Sorry, Dave, like, I'm speaking over you. This is so difficult being in a faraway place. Put the computer back slightly and then I'll be able to see when you open your mouth.
If open wide enough, everyone will be able to see.
No one wants to see that. What you had for dinner.
No, it's what seems to be that the sort of the big bit is watching it kind of spread, mm-hmm. and seeing the effect it's having on different countries is kind of lurks ever nearer, you know what I mean? Yeah. And obviously it's here.
Yeah.
And that was the bit that got me is like, I displayed symptoms, shall we say, because I had a cold.
Snap.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is what happens this time of year when you live in anywhere.
Really. Yeah, yeah, really, yeah.
And I ended up phoning NHS 24 just as like a, you know, because I was told to by work. So I phoned NHS 24 and they were just like, yeah, you're cool. Fired to the doctor. Went and sat there with them. They were like, yeah, you're all right. And I was like, amazing. That's lovely to hear.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, one of the questions that I was asked by the doctor was, have you been to any countries affected by the coronavirus? And I was like, well, I live in Scotland. Because it's here.
Yeah.
Which people just seem to be like concentrating so much on like China, Italy, the kind of the big hitters, if you like. And then you get some countries that are just haven't even reported anything at all. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what is like, I would be very interested to know what the true sort of figure is, what the true effect is on the whole world just now, because some countries just haven't even heard from.
Well, that was like on Thursday, they were saying like there's so many hundred cases and we've done so many tests, so many hundred cases at that point. And then it was from that, what we can sort of gather is that there's actually probably about 5,000 people, between 5,000 and 10,000 people infected. And it's just sort of like, yeah, that's the thing that the numbers don't actually tell you. The numbers are telling you the people who've come forward, been tested, and had it confirmed.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell you the people that are just think it's a bit of a cold, a flu, and are just, you know, walking it off, essentially. Because there are people who will just be experiencing a bad cold and think that's all it is.
Yeah.
Maybe us.
Totally. But it's wearing a different room, Mark.
I think one of the things that's really confusing to people as well is that we don't really know what we're doing as well. And like, there are so many different, like, by the time this goes out, people have noticed that there was a difference between the UK government's initial strategy and the strategy of other governments round about. Mm-hmm. And like, you look at the lineup of the people that are advising the government or advising other governments, and these are all really fucking smart people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? They don't agree on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's mad. Like we put so much faith in, you know, our health people, our scientists, mathematicians to do modelling and all that kind of thing. And actually, at the end of the day, there's a disagreement between the boffins themselves about how we deal with that. And I think that's pretty confusing as a story to tell people.
Mm-hmm. But then again, it comes back to that thing where we haven't dealt with anything like this in modern times. So, and you know, how does that fit in with our modern world? where people generally are healthier, longer, living longer, and yet it's something that's absolutely currently going for the older generation. But even there's, you know, 30, 40-year-olds in hospital on respirators, on ventilators just now because it's that bad. You know, it's yeah. getting that bad. Like, you know, from what I've read, is that these people will pull through because with the help of ventilators and, you know, whatnot, they'll and a bit of rest, you know, time in the hospital, they'll be able to pull through and they'll be fine at the end of it. Problem is when everybody hits the hospital and there's no more ventilators left.
Yeah. And it's yeah. the other bit as well is like the fear... Like, there's obviously there's the sort of fears that go through everyone, and that's that kind of fear about your older relatives. Like, mm-hmm. my parents are both in their 60s.
Yeah.
My mum suffered, well, my mum and dad both suffer with asthma. So just now, I've got a bit of a cough, so I'm staying away from them.
Yeah.
And it is that sort of simple. I'm just like, I don't want
to. But you would do that anyway.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, I wouldn't want them to get anything, and especially wouldn't want them to get something which could potentially end them.
Yeah.
It's bad enough having me as a son.
So, yeah, like, imagine living with that level of guilt.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, absolutely. That'd be really shit. That'd be worse than coronavirus.
Yeah, I know. Me and my three older brothers, Jesus, they've gone through enough.
But yeah, you're absolutely right though. I'm the same thing. Like, I'm not particularly worried about myself, but you know, famous last words, I may be dead by next week. Hope that isn't true. But, you know, listeners, if it does, you know, we'll raffle off some of my shit.
He's got some nice artwork. It's probably worth a penny or two.
I've got booze and art. What better way is there actually to see out like some kind of apocalypse anyway, with like lovely things to look at and plenty of booze to drink?
I'm coming to your house.
it's not the recommended thing that the doctors would say.
It was funny though, because I heard like some of the rumors that were starting to fly around when it first kind of made an appearance, and one of them was like, alcohol kills it off, and I think people didn't realize that like that meant hand wash.
Yeah.
Because like, that was one of the rumors that went around within my team at work, was just like, oh, I've heard that if you have a good drink, and that's supposed to stay. And I was like, that, what? It just turned.
This sounds like the best health advice ever.
Just go on a 24-hour bender, sorted.
Turn your body into over 60% alcohol. Perfect.
Talking to your work, it's like, I'm sorry, lads, feeling unwell. Working from home, don't worry. 12 martinis down, and I am brilliant.
Right as rain.
Would you come in, Mark, please?
Yeah. I also thought, like, when it first came around as well, like, I know, obviously, the thing about self-isolating and stuff like that, like, people are sort of hoarding some of the weird shit, like bog roll.
Yeah.
There's going to be shops open, there's going to be bog roll. It doesn't affect your arsehole. Like, there are things to say about corona. The other thing is that even worst case scenario, you've run out of anything to wipe your arse with.
Yeah.
You can just wash it. You run out of food, you can't eat bog roll.
Yeah.
Like, you can wash your arsehole, guys. It's just possible.
Well, you know what? You say you can't eat bog roll. You can, and it would fill you up. Nutritionally, it's not going to be good for you, but...
This could be a diet fad, by the way.
Yeah. But on the plus side, wipes on the way out.
Wipes on the way out?
Bog roll.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Sorry. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Oh, well, never mind. I'll just keep that one myself.
Yeah. Good joke, Patch.
Bricks.
It's what I love to do is that I took a wee trip to Aldi and went in, and it was just like absolute pandemonium. And it was this whole, like, you know, trying social distance and all this sort of stuff. And it was just like people fighting over bags of salad and stuff. And like, quite literally, like, I walked into the first aisle in Aldi, and it was just like, there must be at least 100 people here, all like clambered over each other to get
I'm
to,
really
like,
surprised Aldi haven't like absolutely filled their middle aisle with everything that's required. Like, is like, is anybody going to buy like a, I don't know, a table saw at the moment in time? Is that
Maybe.
Maybe a couple of weeks.
Yeah. It depends if it's on a really good offer cut.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
I don't think even coronavirus would stop me looking at some of the good shit on that golden idol down the middle. It's, oh, a sun lounger, you say?
December, eh?
Only £15. Oh, that might come in the car with me.
I might get three.
What do you mean it comes with a margarita glass holder? Hello, summer. Yeah.
It was hilarious seeing some of the like some of the pictures that you actually witnessed yourself as well, and it's like when you see the toilet rolls just vanished, apart from one pack which has been torn open. So it's they come in packs of nine, and there's seven left. So it's like clearly someone's had an emergency moment.
Someone just ripped at it like a wolf, yeah. like a starving wolf.
It's somebody who's actually trying to go out of their way to prove that they're not panic buying and hoarding. They're just like, no, I just want one. I just want one.
It's just
one,
me.
Just yeah, that's it.
I'll be
just
back tomorrow.
I'll get the other one.
But it's even like the bleach is sitting totally empty in the aisles as well. And it was just like, I had pictures of them putting it down like lines of salt over the doorways to stop snails getting in. You know what I mean? Just like any way of protecting it. Bleach the windows, it's coming in.
Carve a giant pentagram in the floor.
Well, we were in Tesco yesterday, and it was you know what, actually it was pretty all right. We were able to get most things, but it is just like you go down the toilet roll aisle, they had none of the cheap stuff. It was only the 4-ply quilted stuff that was left.
Honestly.
They were restocking with coconut oil stuff as well.
Well, why not treat your bundle?
A little bit of coconut
give it a
oil.
Taste of tropical.
4-ply tropical toilet paper.
Yeah
It's £9 for four rolls, but you know. But yeah, it was,
you're worth it.
It was like that, but then there being no pasta, bar I think there was some, again, the really expensive pasta.
Yeah, and lasagna sheets. I love people's dedication to laziness as well, because that's what's left is lasagna sheets. Can't be asked for that.
Yeah, no matter what happens, I'm not making a white sauce.
But all the pasta sauce is still there.
Yeah.
However, you go around to the tins, you know how there's like usually a whole sort of like dedicated bit to tins of tin tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like gone, apart from the Nepalia stuff, which again is like £5 for four tins.
Love it.
That's all there, and nobody's touching it. It's like you've gone through all the different, you know, like ranges from the really cheap to the own brand to the like, you know, whatever the next one up is, and the next one, and it's like, nah, £5 for four tins, too much. Too much for the panic buying.
Well, the people who really need it.
Yeah. But yeah, again, weird. Just so many weird little bits that have disappeared, and then all the paracetamol and ibuprofen, bar the Nurofen. All the Nurofen.
Any brand name stuff. It's just like, we don't want that. Won't work.
It's like, oh, it's over £1 a carton. Not buying.
My life's
that.
Not worth that much.
Exactly, but it is. It's that kind of mentality of like, wait a minute, it was fine when you bought the 25 packs down there. But now people are coming in and needing some, and you're thinking, actually, we won't panic by that because you know what? Yeah, I'm not worth that much. Yeah. So I'll just die first.
So a guy buying 16 cartons of UHT milk today as well.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like,
it doesn't affect cows. Like, seriously, man. Like, also the supermarkets are saying they've got pretty much decent regular supply as well.
Oh, yeah, they're all saying that it's fine. There's not a problem about supply. It's just, they don't have enough in the stores because they're not expecting people to buy that much. Nonsense. It's just a nonsense.
So the bit I love is, what were people doing before now when it came to washing their hands? There's that much hand wash selling. It's just like, you dirty bastards.
I was having a wee read earlier on, and I can't remember who it was, but somebody was saying that, you know, things like washing your hands up till now has been pretty much a luxury, you know, like... people can get away with it again because of things like herd immunity and, you know, generally no super bugs kicking about. And, you know, we've all been fine and dandy, antibiotics sort everything and blah, 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 blah. And now we've come along to something which that's not the case for, and it's spreading so rapidly. And it's sort of like, this is actually maybe a wake up call to the fact that we now need to make sure there's like, everybody's washing their hands regularly. Yeah. And then it's sort of like, well, where does that stop? Does it mean you go into your workplace and there's sinks and everybody has to wash their hands before they go into the workplace? You know, and it's, but then, you know, it's like, but is that some of the uncomfortable stuff that we're going to have to start doing? And I say uncomfortable, you think, well, maybe not that, but it might actually be kind of.
Yeah. That'll be amazing to see what this does for, like, I mean, people with OCD are already sorted. Like, they can crack on and just, like, you know what I mean? Like,
don't start me. I'm not going to lamp OCD with germaphobes because that's not the
sorry
case. But
yeah, that's, but just my ignorance kicking
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Because OCD is deliberate.
It's the inability to speak.
Yeah, no, it's bad, and it's not great for the people that suffer from it. However, no, there are germaphobes, and my work, for example, had somebody complaining about the fact on Friday after Boris had said about, you know, if you've got a cough, self-isolate. And then they were complaining that they could hear people all around about them coughing and nobody was getting sent home, which... You know, like, people have coughs, people clear their throats, and I work in a very busy place. There's a lot of people, you know, you're going to hear, you know, you hear them every single day. And now suddenly, because somebody said, if you've got a cough, oh, you're panicking because people are coughing around about you. However, there was a great put down, which was somebody came in and said, well, I've had a cough for 10 years. I have acute lung disease and it will probably kill me in the end. And I'll have a cough until the day I die. And it was just like,
bye, I'm going home.
Yeah. But it was like people have coughs.
Yeah. Aye.
But then this brings the other side of it where I start to worry is like, how quickly do we go down that mob mentality route and you're standing somewhere in a queue or a line or you're out in public somewhere and you have a cough and then suddenly you're getting your head kicked in because...
I'm up for it, like.
Because, you know, because that sudden fear that, oh, you've coughed. Oh, shit, why are you here? What are you doing? Get the fuck away from me. You know, how quick do we start going down those roads?
Maybe that's what Boris Johnson's banking on. Clear them out.
So much for the tolerant left. But yeah, it's just a bit, there's things which, like I say, I'm a bit concerned about, a bit kind of worried about. And it's not actually so much about like people contracting it. It's about the social kind of things, the things that the governments are going to put through and take, you know, like freedoms and rights that they could potentially take away from us because of this, and then not necessarily give it back. And the reason being, it's for our own protection and people will eat it up. Yeah. And yet you're just having shit eroded away from you.
Yeah. But pretty good at that.
But also I think the fact is it's going to last a long time as well.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. And we don't know yet whether it's something that you get once and you become immune to. Mm-hmm. Like some of the early evidence suggests that probably that's not the case. There's so I think it was a Japanese nurse who's had it now for the second time.
Yeah.
So we need to know whether she's an outlier, if there's a general sense of like immunity that comes from having had the disease as well.
Yeah.
And like how it comes in waves and peaks and things like that. So
that's it. And if you get a mild case of it, does it mean that you could get another mild case of it and then you're maybe immune, or, you know, like some other, you know, things that come along, chickenpox and shit like that, you know, stuff that you can get a couple of times before your body builds the immunity to it.
It could even come back worse as well, can it? Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Well, there should be a vaccine at some point as well.
That's it. I mean, they reckon there's a couple of different like versions of vaccines that seem to be working. It's just the fact that even on a fast pace, you know, that's still going to take.
And even with that, it's like it could work for some people, might not work for other people. Yeah. It's because they're trying to kind of develop it as quickly as they can. They've got various different scientists leading the way. And it's actually one Scottish scientist that's leading up the whole team in the US as well. Because that's the issue as well, is like the US are getting pumped by this.
Yeah.
And it's because of the way that their health system just
doesn't work.
It's not designed to work for this kind of thing at all. Because I think it was, I saw a bit of footage from Congress, and it was somebody saying it costs, like, I think it was $1,500 for them to even do the full COVID-19 test.
Yeah.
It's like they can test for flu A, flu B and all that, but it's separate costs. And it comes out at $1,500. And it's just like, well, who's got that money to pay for that?
Like, well, I think there was the, one of the first cases of that I'd read was like somebody had been to Italy, came back with a bit of a cold or a bit of a like temperature or something, decided, let's do the right thing. Let's go get tested, you know, try and cost, you know, themselves and, you know, everybody else a bit less money if, you know, by knowing whether or not they need to isolate. Got tested, turned out that they didn't, that it was fine, it was just a standard everyday bit of cold, and they got a bill through their door for $3,000, and that was the first of many bills that were that were coming. And it's and then of course the company that he worked for like a it was like a medical equipment company, and they didn't cover it on their insurance.
Jeez, oh.
So, but again, that's the American healthcare system. You go to hospital once and you're fucked for life.
Yeah.
Yes, it's worrying. And again, one of the reasons why we should be thankful that we do have an NHS still. Yeah.
And hopefully will still remain to have an NHS.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this will show the importance of them existing. You know what I mean?
It'll, public health.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll show the...
Well, it's everywhere with public health care has managed this better than everywhere that doesn't.
Yeah.
A la the States.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So guys, just assuming that we were to have to deal with this whole outbreak ourselves, say, for example, we were stuck somewhere.
Don't know where we would be stuck. I don't know. Mark, do you want to take us into this?
You're listening to BBC Radio 4. It's that time once again when we venture to the desert island of death.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's where we are. We're on our fucking desert island. Just where we want to be when there's an epidemic. I'm dead.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Yeah. There's the old COVID-19 there. So we're on the island, and it turns out we've got some cases cropped up. I think maybe James. No, you said he's too young, eh?
He is too young to get it.
Yeah.
Max. Or he's 948 years old. It's one or the other.
There's a really big variance between that.
See, if you're that old, are you still within the elderly age bracket that Johnson was directly talking to?
Somehow he's not. Like, even though he's an original Norman.
He saw the Black Death.
Yeah, mate, you've seen loads of this shit.
Yeah, how do we deal with it?
You're staying quite quiet about the whole thing. He knows. He's like, oh, we can get through this. We just need to burn loads of buildings.
And people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Build a city on top of a city. Yeah. It's fine. So we're on the island. There's a couple of cases. I think they're probably all coming from Jamie's...
herd.
Yeah. Well, he's from his workforce.
Hopefully his clan. Quote unquote.
So I suppose what we really need to think about is how would we contain an epidemic like this on the island?
Well, I wasn't even really thinking about in terms of containment so much as terms of thinking of, like, you know, just something that'll help us get through it.
Okay, fair enough.
Nice. Yeah.
So what were you thinking?
I was thinking that we unload, like, that we get all the media corporations in the world to just give us all of the films and TV shows and pilots and things like that that never quite made it, and just send them all out for us. Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting to that point where I've seen just about everything I want.
And now you want to see the first episode of things that you'll never see the rest of.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I want to see Nicolas Cage vehicles that never got made. You know what I mean?
That only went through test screenings.
Yeah, I want to see the episode of Blind Date with Freddy Krueger, Harold Shipman, and Rose West. Right, Rose West has to pick between like those lads and stuff like that. We'll have a lot of laughs. Yes, we will. Still.
What did you do for our first date? I'll gut you like a fish.
Yeah. That's the sort of thing I want to see. Those pilots that never really quite made it.
I like long walks and burying people in my garden.
Yeah, exactly. Real interest in landscape gardening. Party was decking. Yeah. It's like very much the sort of like Alan Partridge style monkey tennis type fight. Like anything that is preposterous that's out there, there's got to be videos of it and like locked in a vault and stuff like that.
Oh, you know? I think so, yeah.
And I think they just released the whole lot to us.
What, like the video of the shooter on the grassy knoll?
No, not that one. Or the aliens of Roswell.
Yeah.
Don't do that. He actually
cancelled pilots from the US government.
Hey, I'll tell you, the alien from Roswell did a pretty biting satire of American society that just never got picked up by Amazon, which is really disappointing. Jeff Bezos missed out on that one.
I was just going to say disappointing and surprising because they'll pick up literally anything.
Yeah, yeah. There he comes in swinging the microphone with his third arm. Guys, look at them. What do you think of humans, eh? What about them? Yeah, no, he really had some pretty savage material. It's really great.
What's the deal with Earth?
Yeah, exactly. All those great ones.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm just thinking, yeah, like a Seinfeld type sitcom with the alien from Roswell. Yeah.
Just canned laughter galore.
that's a cracking idea.
I agree.
Let's face it, we're all struggling to work out how we get through this sanely. Like, you just basically have to have like Netflix and like.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Other streaming services are available.
I'll tell you what. Disney Plus. Disney will make a killing out of this. They're about to launch a streaming service when everybody's going to be at home. Fuck yeah.
Probably just as well. I've just completed Netflix.
I think they've probably released COVID on the world
Well, Netflix have gone the other way though. They've announced today that they're stopping doing any production. So,
yeah, same with Disney. They've done the same, and I think there's a couple other big players like Beeb and Sky and a few others have all announced that they're stopping or minimizing production on like their main shows and films and stuff.
So it's Homes Under the Hammer for the next 4 weeks on repeat.
That's what it always is anyway.
I'm right with that.
I love like ESPN in the States and Sky here and who was it? It was one of the German sports providers were talking about like, oh, how all these sports are being cancelled right, left and centre and there's nothing to record. And it's like they're now scrambling about like local places where there's smaller crowds and smaller like, you know, games and matches to try and find things to record to put on TV.
Love it.
And it's just like, yeah, you can just, you can see it now, eh? Like Tiddlywinks live from the pub.
Yeah. Ich liebe die Handball.
Next up, let's all over to the cockfighting. Some of your stockboard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, there's some kids playing Kirby. Quick.
Yeah. Andy Power won't miss a beat either.
All over it all. Kirby.
Yeah. A fortune on that.
Yeah, it's all these small teams and leagues around the world that are suddenly going to like have an influx of cash because they're just like, oh, we need something to record. Can we record whatever it is you're doing just now, please?
The Scottish Premier League just turns into five a kicky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like five a side pitches across the country will be like rammed with Sky Sports like cameras.
We now join Kelly Hearts by headers and volleys.
Yeah.
How many people are there? 10. That's cool. We can film that.
From a distance.
Yeah.
It's really weird how much like I've realized realised that my weekends revolve around sport as well. Which, like, it's sort of like a personal level of like realising how tragic I am. My entire Saturday revolves around sport. It's like I get up in the morning, I watch View from the Terrace from the night before because it's on late on a Friday. So I watch it first thing on the Saturday morning. Then I do some bits and bobs and like I'm out in the car. I'll have Off the Ball on the radio, you know, and then I'll have like BBC Radio Scotland on all day with the Scottish football going on. Yeah. And then I'll like, and then I'll watch Match of the Day and Sports Scene and things at night as well. And you're like, fucking hell. Like my whole Saturday is just dedicated to sport.
It's quite sad, really, to be honest, like, mate. I mean, my weekends are full of living life to its fullest and not really caring about sport, you know. Yeah. That's all I'll say.
I go and drink fancy coffees and...
It's quite good. Dave, see if you pay attention to Mark's glasses just now. You can see all the pornography that he's looking at.
I'm looking at... Tweet by Jamie Brown.
Too busy, aye?
Yeah.
Aye, too busy. I'm not on Twitter tonight, lads.
UFC, though, is
it? See, that's a fair point as well. Like, UFC was fought last night in front of zero crowd, and it was one of the strangest things I've seen. It's just odd experience.
You know what? I didn't watch much of it, but I went in and just to see what it was like, and yeah, odd. That was weird.
Yeah.
It's like... Obviously, like I've said this before, when we've seen UFC, how it's a different experience to watch it on TV because you don't have like the commentators and the color man constantly talking. And it does kind of get a bit quiet and a bit sort of like you're really having to pay attention to what's going on because you're not being guided through it.
Yeah.
However, last night was kind of the opposite side of it because it was like all you could hear was the commentators and the coaches shouting, but like you never normally hear the coaches all that much, little bit, but it was like shouting and echoing throughout this like stadium, and it was just sort of like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it was odd. It was almost like it was like backroom brawls. It was just it's like everyone pile in, let's do this
from the back of this abandoned factory.
Well, but then
the hellbillies fight.
But then the funny thing is that currently, with the way Dana White is going on, there's been a lot of like memes going about today where it's the next big fight in UFC is Dana White versus coronavirus. Because he's talking about like, yeah, the show will go on and we'll just go to places where we can still record because everywhere's shutting down like mass sporting events. And he's just like, I will just go to countries that are still cool with it.
Yeah.
It's just like, great, that's a healthy thing to do.
He's a fucking prize belly.
He really is, isn't he? Yeah.
So as long as he can keep filling his pockets, really.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
But with zero tickets being sold, so
pay-per-view.
Such an arsehole.
I wish we could get like pay-per-view or like sort of queued involvement for the celebration day.
Oh,
I'm gutted about that.
Yeah, celebration day. Yeah, the Caledonian Craft Beer Merchant, you'll have heard us talk about it before. They were having a celebration day for their first birthday, a big sort of beer fest in the pavilion in the Glen in Dunfermline. And yeah, sadly, because of fucking coronavirus, fucking cunt, it's ended up having to be cancelled.
Which is gutting, but understandable.
Yeah, it is.
One of those ones, yeah, it totally
is. And I just hope that...
And the Glen's cursed.
Yeah, the Glen, the Maygate and the Glen are cursed. Yeah,
that's it.
But hopefully, they're talking about, you know, maybe try hold it later in the year or next year when things are a bit better. But, well, let's see what happens, eh? With all that, but yeah.
Anyway, off topic.
So what were you gonna do?
Well, I was gonna go on like sort of times of old when like diseases and stuff have caused sort of issues, and they've caused like all kinds of problems, and it's really drawn the world's attention and the world's eye to one big event. So my thought was, what I was gonna do was hold like a concert and get everyone together, right? And what happened? Oh, hang on. Oh, nah. Yeah. I'll do it anyway. Right,
hey, it's our island.
Absolutely, yes. Just invite everyone. Because that's the thing. There's so many... There's festivals that are being cancelled or postponed and, like, bands doing world tours that have been cancelled off and... Everyone's available, yeah. So get them all together and get
and just
a slot
of,
together,
yeah,
and just
have one of the best gigs ever.
Just one massive banging gig.
Sounds like a plan.
Aye, yeah. And just that'd be it. Just a big like.
Hey, there's nothing on our island. Come here. One solitary cough in the cook crowd.
Would that end up being like that
Firefest?
Yeah, that's
yeah. Yeah, probably.
Suddenly Dave's just on his knees offering blowjobs to get things going.
Blowjobs for a bog roll.
I just want some penny pasta.
there's many puns.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a cracking plan.
Just a simple mass scale festival. Get everyone together. We'll call it Extinction
Event.
Extinction.
What is it? Mass extinction level event or mass level extinction, whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, and we'll just get everyone together and see, you know, what happens.
Yeah,
everyone have fun for a little while, and then someone will cough, and then there'll be a riot.
Somebody's getting their head kicked in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably me for organising it. But I've got the honey badger.
You've always got the honey badger up your sleeve. Not literally, because you'd be dead.
It's my Donald Trump card.
Your Donald Trump card.
No one wants it, but I've got it.
Lol.
Fair news.
Oh man, I'm probably gonna die. So I was gonna bring something. I was hoping Jamie would be here because the measures that I was gonna bring in were gonna really fuck up his business. Fuck up that plantation, because it's about time. It's about time
Wait, do you think we should fuck up an opium plantation when there is a level of illness going around? Because I don't know about you, but I think opium makes all illnesses better.
So does the US healthcare system.
Burn. yeah, you maybe got a point, but I just think Jamie's had it too good for too long. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the island's magic money tree, and I'm going to bring universal basic income to everybody on the island, including all of his woodland creature animals that work for him. So that way they can stop working. They can stop working for him. And even if he's got them on the skag, what I'll do is I'll make sure that we're buying in some good quality skag from elsewhere, and they can use their universal income to buy good quality skag. I'm going to break Jamie's plantation. That's the plan. Nice. Also, they'll start.
Is there any use for money or an income on our island? So I don't know if we've got anywhere to spend it.
Well, whatever. So, you know,
basically, you're just giving them small pieces of very, very sharp bug roll.
Yeah, it's all plastic as well.
Anything's bog roll if you're brave enough.
Even a hedgehog. Ow. That's nature's bog roll right there. Bristly.
Scouter.
It's like a brush.
Nice, sheeny shiny.
I do see the point, though. Jamie has got some pretty sketchy employment practices going on.
Yeah.
At his opium plantation, which is basically harvested by a slave population of woodland animals.
Yeah.
Which is all, I mean, admittedly quite weird. But, you know, hey. How shit works.
It's weird, but well thought through.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna give them enough money that they can buy their own carrots, so they're no longer like ruled by Jamie and his carrot on a stick.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll have enough sort of spare time to get together, unionize, and actually rise up against them as well, and throw them off the island. I mean, not.
No hope for too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Or at least make him change his ways, you know.
Oh, that could be nice.
Yeah, he should have a look in the mirror.
Yeah, learn to put his friends before his girlfriend.
Exactly, what? Yeah. Sorry, his employees before his friend. Yeah. Wait, what?
I lost track of the conversation there.
It's such a Jamie thing.
It's a Jamie Brown thing. Yeah.
Oh dear. That's good. Right. So, I suppose that's how we'll do that with the island. Do you think any of that will work help?
No. My event, I imagine we just kill everyone. It's a terrible idea. Yeah,
you're gathering everyone together, for one last good gig.
I know, it's like, one big blowout. Everyone's lungs.
Then they could come back and sit on their sofas and watch some nice TV.
They've never seen before. Exclusive.
And we'll never get to see again. That's why they only need the pilot.
One episode done.
This looks like this might be absolutely brilliant. Slips into oblivion. Yeah.
What's this, Mr. Brown's boys? Pray for death.
That's just Jamie wearing a dress. Hilarious scrapes.
It's like a shit Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hey, Mrs. Doubtfire was hot.
Was that Mr. Doubtfire?
What?
Oh, we never met Mr. Doubtfire, did we? Anyway.
The pilot probably exists, though.
And we'll find out soon.
So, Taj, if our great rest of the listeners are put up with this episode, want to get in touch with us, how would they do that, Taj?
Jamie! Oh, shit. Just Google it.
Just Google it. Google still works. The internet still works. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Google Fife Club.
What are we on Fife Club? No, we're on Twitter.
We're on
the internet.
Yep.
We're on Facebook.
We're sort of on Instagram, but there's not really been anything.
It's been hacked, and it's just somebody taking pictures of their arse.
It's just some guy in Ghana. Yeah.
Says that, it's just Mark.
Put it away.
He's just playing arse or elbow constantly on the Instagram feed. I never knew you had hairy elbows, Mark.
Both as hairy as each other. So Google us, get in touch with us. It's always nice to hear. Fife Club friend William Duncan was in touch with us again recently.
We were clearly back, so he's been back chatting with us, bored, and sharing some of his fantastic ideas. I don't have any of them at hand at the moment because I wasn't prepared.
I'm trying to find them, but I'm also unprepared. What he said was very
clearly
funny.
He's clearly insane, but he's our type of insane.
But that's it. He's a good lad. Yeah. We heard from a friend of the podcast, Tommy, as well. He's doing all right. He kind of disappeared from Twitter for a bit for personal reasons, but he come back and let us know that he's doing fine and it's good.
Top bloke, totally well chuffed to hear that. Like,
it's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And, get more music out, Tommy.
Yeah, that's it. And if you're listening to this, I don't know.
Thumbs up, bruv.
Thumbs up. Yeah. Aye. Yeah. Don't let Corona get you down.
Oh, fucking right.
Anybody else? No, I think that's been it. Oh, I messaged our pal that contacted us about the bingo, saying that we hadn't heard anything. And she said that's all right. It's cool because all of our fans out there are useless and couldn't tell us any social content.
Well, the other bit as well is we're not actually able to get together at the moment to play bingo. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, it looks like 70-year-olds are about to be told not to play bingo anymore.
That's going to cause riots. They've not thought this through, have they?
Well, but then you've got online bingo. But then, and a lot of 70-year-olds know how to use the internet these days. They've got iPads and shit, so.
Aye, but only for like buying stuff from QVC.
I was going to say, you can't get a pint on your iPad, but unless you panic buy.
True.
It was actually just before we do go, there was a thing I was reading on Twitter where there was a guy saying that doing his, you know, his civic duty. He went to his octogenarian neighbor, knocked on the door and was just like, how you doing? You're about to head to the shops and it's a bit mad, you know, with everything that's going on. You know, do you want me to get you anything? Shopping list that he got, 4 bottles of rosé.
Love it.
Top work.
Well, that's it. He was just like, hashtag like a boss.
Love it.
So for the next episode though, Five Club fans, what we might do is try and look for some good news stories for you.
Yeah, maybe.
We actually did try.
Yeah, we tried to find something happy.
And I think the happiest thing that we could find was that somebody had burned a school down.
Yeah.
And
HIV drug was being released in the UK.
Yeah, the happy news was about AIDS.
Yeah. It was not good.
Yeah.
So,
but on the plus side, though, all the people that, you know, all the lockdowns and stuff are causing CO2 emissions.
Oh, yeah.
Down,
well, that's it. Yeah.
And the world's returned to sort of slightly normal temperature for a small while. So, that's
something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Confused. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's what the Greens want. Sort of.
Yeah, stifled celebrations.
Yeah.
This is what Jamie wants. Mass extinction level. Yeah.
That's just so he can read about it later on and like, a New Scientist.
Yeah. I'm up for it.
Right, okay. I think we should go. That's us. Yeah, we've done a solid hour.
Aye.
That's not bad for the fact that...
More than you ever needed.
Yeah. Yeah.
More than you needed, more than you wanted.
Yeah. Just like Corona.
That's the new t-shirt.
Yeah. And I just ripped my earphones out my ears. Ow.
He's doing well.
That was very painful. Right, okay.
Goodbye.
Time for us to say goodbye. It's that time of the podcast where I have to ask, Dave, what's the motto this week?
We're all going
to
die.
Sounds good.
No, like genuinely. Yeah, genuinely. Like, stop buying so much bog roll and bleach, you fannies.
And just slip into the void.
Yeah,
just.
unless you're bleaching your own arsehole. In which case, maybe that's the way to do it.
Carry on and get in touch with us on socials.
Send a photo to the Instagram. We'll play arsehole or elbow with your bleached arsehole. Oh, good night.